What is up, guys? Welcome to the Intuitive Souls Podcast. Happy 2023. Thank you for being here. I know it's been a minute since we've had an episode, but you know, the holidays and New Year's and getting back to normal. It's been a very hectic season for me, but it's also been a very busy season for me. And I hope that everyone had a wonderful holiday season. I hope that your New Year's was magical, and I hope that this year is filled with everything that you want and then some. So, with that, let me talk about why I'm actually even recording this episode. So, I was in the sauna at the gym, and I like to go into a meditative state when I'm in the sauna because it's dark and it's peaceful. And while I was in there, I kind of started having like this stream of consciousness flowing through me. And I wanted to share it with you guys because I feel like it's just quite powerful. And I know that somebody needs to hear this right now. So, with that being said, you know, life is 50-50. This is something that Brooke Castillo said on her podcast, the Life Coach School podcast, like I feel like years ago. And when she said that, it really resonated with me. And what she means by it is like life is good and bad, you know? And when we talk about, because this is the Intuitive Soul podcast right now, and we're all about, you know, the spirituality aspect of life, when we talk about spirituality or the occult, there is a saying, you've probably heard it, as above, so below. And a lot of people, I think for many years, we couldn't quite understand the meaning behind it. But I think we now know and we understand the meaning behind this powerful phrase, as above, so below. And that means that there has to be both good and bad. There has to be both light and dark. There has to be left and right. There has to be male and female in order for the universe to have cohesive balance. It's just the way it is. It's just a universal law. You can't have up without down, right? So when we think about life, we have to think of it in that aspect. There's been many things in your life that, you know, we would probably deem bad, right? But there's also a lot of things in your life that we would probably, you know, say is really good. With that being said, life gets fucking messy sometimes. Sometimes we feel like we're at rock bottom. Sometimes we have curveballs thrown at us. Sometimes we are treated in a way that is unkind and unjust. And what we need to remember is this. We cannot control these reactions or these things that happen to us. We really cannot control the outside world whatsoever. What we can control is the suffering in which we allow ourselves to bring into our conscious awareness because of external reactions or external circumstances. So with that being said, it is within our power to choose how much suffering, how much pain is caused by an action of another. We get to choose how we respond to a problem or a circumstance that arises. We are in control of the suffering. We don't need to suffer if we don't want to. How crazy is that? We do not need to suffer at all. We are the masters of the dial in which suffering takes place. So if something is really bothering you, if someone is really testing you, if something happened and you can't quite shake it and you're really in an uncomfortable place, you and only you are in control of how it affects you. Period. It's not, but Erica, he was such a dick, or but Erica, you don't understand. No. You are in control. You are in control of the suffering in which you allow into your existence. With any circumstance, as traumatic as it may be, this is how you use your power. It is in these actions and these circumstances that we find ourselves in day and day after day after day, year after year after year. It's in those moments where we are being tested. That is how you regain control. That is how you call your power back. Your power is your energy. It is your attention. So when something is taking away your attention, that is when you have to call your power back. You are in control of how much suffering you allow into your life. You, and only you, decide that. I don't care what the circumstances are. We all have our shit. We've all endured heartbreak and pain and suffering to some degree. But we have to remember that we have a choice. We have always had a choice. So when we find ourselves in these circumstances, you have to remember your power. You have to take a step back. You have to look at the bigger picture. You know, everybody, and I'm telling you right now, this is fucking powerful shit, man. It is powerful, powerful shit. It's, you, when this came to me, I was like, whoa, like that is, who is up there and who is dialing in on me, because this is some shit I need to share, right? So maybe you need to look at your own current circumstances right now, and maybe you need to reevaluate just how much energy you are allowing into certain situations or certain people or certain relationships or certain events. Okay? If you're really feeling shitty, it's because you're allowing more suffering in than you have to. So, that's what I needed to say. Bam. Take it or leave it. I don't really care, but I needed to share it because I think that I needed to hear it. I think that all of this stuff is just quite powerful. It's not coming from me. It's definitely not coming from me. It's coming from something that's much higher up. But I hope everyone has a wonderful day. Please, please. What did I want to say? Oh yeah, I was going to say, please remember your power. Please turn down the suffering. I love you guys. Have a wonderful day.